say Mrs. Bezen, even Bahamura. Let's say a person did two averis. On one occasion he was Mahal Shabbos, for which he deserves to get an Einash Skina. On another occasion he murdered somebody, for which he deserves to get an Einash Hatzayim. So you can't give him the both Mrs. Bezen. Once he's going to be dead, is dead. So the Mishnah says you give him the Mohammed Dikirnis. The Gemara says the Chadorah Pasha Pshita. What? El is Guri is Gar. Because he did the lesser, another aver with a lesser Einash, he should get away with a lesser Einash. So Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is like this. It's already, he first did the lesser aver. First he did the Ritzicha. And then it was Nikmadina for the Ritzicha that he deserves to get an Einash of Sayyid. He deserves to get an Einash Skima. On other occasion, he murdered somebody for which he deserves to get an Einash of Sayyid. So you can't give him the both Mrs. Bezen. Once he's going to be dead, is dead. So the Mishnah says, you give him the Mohammed the kidneys. The Gemara says, the Chadorah Pasha Pshita. What? El is Guri is Gar. Because he did the lesser, another aver with a lesser einish, he should get away with a lesser einish. So Gemara says, no, the chiddush is like this. It's already, he first did the lesser aver. First he did the ritzicha. And then it was nigmadina for the ritzicha that he deserves to get an einish of sayyid. And afterwards, how is it shaykh? It was already nigmadina. So they lock him up and they give him the einish the next day. You have halonis adin. Echitim, so whatever, he's somehow floating around. I'm not like the case before that in the Sarvu, in the Skolim and Sarvu, it's a far-fetched case. Once every 70 years, they get somebody for Ritzicha, and then Punkti runs away, and then he goes and he does Chilul Shabbos before they had a chance to kill him. So Ma'u Detayma, what Shaykh to make? Another Gemar Din, go through another Din Tar, he's already Nigmar Dino Le Sayyid. What are you going to waste your time? Shaykh is a Gavar Ktilo. So the Gemara says no. Even though it's nigma dina alavera kalu chazor alavera chamura, so kedai t'chamina that is a gavak tira kamash malon. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. But even in such a case, you still give the oyna shacham. So Taisus explains. Taisus even makes the chiddush juicier than one would have thought. Otherwise, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. What if he does one aver? Not he does two different averas. For this aver he deserves skila. For that aver he deserves sight. He does one aver, over averish in his chayv shtei nisus. He does one aver, which is two. For example, he marries a girl, and the girl's parents are married. So the shvigar, before she became the shvigar, was an ishus ish. And now that he marries the daughter, so it becomes isha bita, becomes an ishus sreifa. So that's a shalaf in isha chalal isha. So she first was an Eishes Ish, the Shviger is married to the Shver for the last 25 years, and then I married a daughter, so she was an Eishes Ish with an Isser, what's Eishes Ish is Chenik. So that's been for the last 20-30 years, it's been an Isser Chenik. And then when I marry the daughter, she becomes Chamoisai, Isher Bitos Chamoisai, and Isser of Sreifa. So the Mishnah says, Nid Mechamur, it's like Mishnah is Chayiv. B'shtei Mises, like one who did Chilul Shabbos, for which he deserves the skila, and he also did the Ritzicha, for which he deserves Sayyid, so he gave him the Chomedike. Rabbi Yesi disagrees. In this case, he says, no, need Mizika HaRishayna Shabbat Olav. If when he married the girl, the Shviga was still married, the Shviga was still married to the Shver, so she was been an Eishes Ish for the last 25, 35 years. So that came first, and then what are you going to say? Chamoisoi, that's the Yisra Isha Bita. Chamoisoi is Chala on top of the Yisra Isha Sish. So Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Yisra Chala Lisa. So you only remain with the first Yisra. The first Yisra is the Yisra Isha Sish. If it will be Faker, let's say by the time I marry the daughter, the father-in-law is not alive anymore. Or the parents got divorced before he marries the daughter. So the Shviger is not an Isha Sish. So first is Chal the Yisra Sreifa of Chamoisa, then later on the Shviga gets married, she becomes an Eishes Ish. So then you say Faker, the Zika Harishayna would be the Sreifa, and you would say Eini Sechal Alisa. The Gemara says increases that these dinim, the dinim of Eini Sechal Alisa, and not only Benegir to Skila and Benegir to Sayyid, and which Eina she gets is Benegir to Koris also. Let's say Havoal Eishes Ish B'Shoikik. Here we're talking B'Mezid. If he does the Aver B'Shoikik, you don't give an Einish Misa. If someone is Boal Eishes Ish B'Shoikik, so he's Chayiv Chatos. Someone is Boal Chamoisa B'Shoikik, he's also Chayiv Chatos. Whenever one does an Aver B'Shoikik, which if they wouldn't have done it B'Mezid, there would have been an Einish of Kares, then if he does B'Shoikik, there's going to be a Chayiv Chatos. So what happens in this case? Chamoisa v'nasis eishisish, v'eishisish v'nasis chamoisa, so it's a case of eini sechal alisa. Rabbi Yossi says the same over there also. Since it's eini sechal alisa, so you only chayv one chatos. You only chayv chatos for the zika harishon habo olav. He's not going to be chayv chatos for the second aver. Yeah, where is the mocker for that din of eini sechal alisa? So punk, a long sugi is all over the place. In Chulin there's a long sugi, and in Yivam is a famous sugi. Creases, a lot of sugis. So punk, the taisus on the next half says that the mocker happens to be over here. On the bottom of Pekim Lamanal, the taisus is in Chulin also. I think the same taisus in Chulin, Kuf Yud Gimel. But here, the bottom of Pekim Lamed Aleph, the last three lines. Omar Shmuel, Omar Rabbeloza. Shmuel says in the name of Rabbeloza, there is a din, the two psukim in the Chumash. A Kohen Tomei is not permitted to eat Truma Tahira, and a Kohen Tahor is not permitted to eat Truma Tmeya. So if a Kohen Tomei eats Truma Tahira, then the Pasuk says, a Mesubo Kiyachalu. If the Kohen Tomei eats Truma Tahira, is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Doesn't mean Misa's bed, it means Misa B'dei Shamayim. Here, the Braisa, we're learning Elohein Haniskolim, Elohein Hanistrofim, Elohein Hanerogim, Elohein Hanechnokim, all Arba Mises Bezen. Then you have Elohein Haloikim in Marcus. Then you have the Mishnah in Krisis. Lists off, the first Mishnah lists off all Alam of Krisis on Muzbatur. And here's a Tosefta, 10 lines from the top of Pegimel and Aleph, says it's a Tosefta in Krisis. Elohein Mises. So the Tosefta gives you a whole list of people which are there is saying Chumash that the punishment is Misav Deshmach. So it gives you a whole list. One of them is Kohen Tomei Shachal Truma Tahira. The Kohen Tomei eats Truma Tahira. What if a Kohen Tahor eats Truma Tameya? So that's an Aver, but that's not Misav Deshmach. So the Shaila is, what if he's both? He's a Kohen Tomei Shachal Truma Tameya. So do you say, well, he's a Kohen Tomei, he's eating Truma? So there should be Misa B'dei Shammai. But he's saying no. Kohen Tomei Shochal Truma is Misa B'dei Shammayim is only if it's Truma Tahira. But if it's Truma Tameya, so that's Mafkia, the Misa B'dei Shammayim. Huh? Oh, so that's the drasha that Shmuel quotes. Amar Shmuel Amar Rablaza Minayin, how do you know from the Chumash L'Kohen Tomei Shochal Truma Tameya She'ein of the Misa? Do you treat it like a Kohen Tomei Shochal Truma? Kohen Tomei Shachal Truma is on the list of Misa B'dei Shammai, or do you treat it like a Kohen Shachal Truma Tameya? Which way do you treat it? So he says that there's no Misa B'dei Shammai. Why should Emma Mesa Baki Chalru? There's only Misa B'dei Shammayim for Kohen Tomei Shachal Truma Tahira, because by his eating it, he's mevatlet me mitzvasa. The Truma Tahira was mitzvasa in Lahayachal, I did Kohanim Tahira. Either lahayochel or to drink or to do sicha, whatever is a daka b'kach, whatever the nature of the truma is. If it's wine, so mitzvah is that a kohen tahor should drink it. If it's cookies of truma tahor, so mitzvah is that a kohen tahor should eat it. And if it's shemen, so mitzvah is that you should smear it on the body, whatever it's normally used for. So the pasuk says that there's misa b'dei shamayim for a kohen tomei who uses up the truma tahor, shalok in mitzvah. Because ki yichalu, because he's mechalalit. Prat lezu, but if the truma is truma tmeya, it's already mechulelus b'amedus. It's not oimed le mitzvosoy of anything, because truma tmeya, there's no mitzvah to shmir it on a coin, no mitzvah for the coin to shmir it on his body, there's no mitzvah that he should eat it, no mitzvah that he should drink it. So since it's not mechulel b'yomid, it's not oimed le mitzvahs kuhune, Kohanim should do anything with it, so therefore there's no mitzvah b'dei shamayim. So the Gemara in, that's the way the Memra is quoted here. The Gemara in Chulin, in Kol HaBosser, on the top of Amud Beis, on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, on the top Tosfos, so Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Chulin, that this Memra of Shmuel is only in one direction. It depends what happened first. This Memra of Shmuel is the source of the principle of Eini Sechal Alisa. If the Truma became Tameya before the Kohen became Tomei. So if the truma first became nitma, so already the kohen is prohibited from eating the truma tameya, and there's no misa b'dei shamayim. Then the kohen becomes tameya. You're going to say isa chala lisa. There's a second reason why I'm not allowed to eat the truma. The first reason was because it was nitma. The second reason is because I was nitma. So since that came, my state of tuma occurred after the state of tuma of the truma. So I say, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, and therefore there's no Issa B'dei Shemayim, because the second Issa that carries with it Issa B'dei Shemayim just wasn't Chal. Only the first Issa was Chal. But if it would have been the reverse order, at first I became Tomei, I'm the Kohen, if I became Tomei first, and I'm forbidden to eat the Truma Torah, and then afterwards the Truma Torah becomes Truma Temeyo, so then other rabbi, you say, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, the first Issa was Chal, the Zika Rishayna Habo, all of was, a Kohen Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. So there would be Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's how the Gemara says in Chulin, that this memory of Shmuel is not noyig in all cases. It's a misleading memory. I mean, I'm the Kohen Tom Shachal Chumat Mei Sheinu B'Misa is not always true. Half of the time is true, half of the time is not true. If the Truma was Nitmo before the Kohen was Nitmo, then I say there's no Mir, then it's Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. But if the Kohen becomes Nitmo first, then the Truma is Nitmo, there will be Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that's what Tosfos quotes from the Gemara. It's not their fault. That's what it says in the Gemara in Kol HaBasar. And Tosfos writes on the top of Amud Beis, V'yafinim, hino v'yalma dein isa chal al isa. This is the source of, this is the mocker. The Gemara never tells you, what's the mocker? Where is the same chumash? Ein isa chal al isa. Tosfos says, this is the mocker for ein isa chal al isa. Yeah, this is, of course, only according to the way it says in that Gemara in Chulin. That the memory of Shmuel only applies half of the time, doesn't apply all of the time. You look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, the Mishnah Lamala points out, when you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the memory of Shmuel, he doesn't distinguish. He just paskins against the Sugya and Chulin. He holds that the other Sugyas quoted Shmuel's memory. Here, Agamar. Agamar quotes Shmuel's memory without any conditions. So the Rambam understood that it doesn't matter which one came first. It's not based on any Sechal Alisa. It's a drasha. Meisa boi hiki chalu, that the punishment of Misa B'dei Shamayim only applies if he's mevatel the truma mimitzvasa. So mevatel mimitzvasa is only if it's truma tahira, and it's hamedes limitzvasa. If it's aymed l'sicha, so it's aymed l'sicha, aymed l'shti, aymed l'achila. But if it's already nitma, the truma was. By the time I eat it, doesn't matter whether I became Nitma first or the Truma became Nitma first, by the time I eat it, it's no longer I'm in a mitzvah, so there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim because Mesa Baki Chalu. So according to the Rambam, this cannot be the mocker for the Din of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. So where is the mocker? So we'll have to go fishing somewhere else to find another mocker. To say it's a svara, whatever. So granted, that happens, that's the, we paskin that there, that the Tosfos quotes it's a machloikis when you say Issa. The top Tosfos on Pei Gimel on the base refers you to the Gemara there. They say, Ulaman Isla Yisachal Al Issa, and according to the Tanoim, hold it. There is a din Yisachal Al Issa. What does he do with this pasuk? He'll say, yeah, this is an exception to the rule. Like the Rambam says, this pasuk has nothing to do with Ein Yisachal Al Issa. It's because it's Mechulul V'Yomid, that's why. So Tosfos writes it, Kilu, this is the whole mocker for the institution of Yisachal Al Issa, and if you don't hold from this pasuk, then you don't hold from the whole din. The Rambam holds not so. This is a different din, and it's a different mocker. Wherever the mocker is, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. Okay. I mean, why should it be different from a coin? The pasuk only says by a kohen tamei. Kohen tamei, the misa b'dei shemayim is only because he's mevatel et mimitzvasa. Shaila is a zar who eats truma. Is the prohibition of the zar who eats truma because of bitul mitzvasa? That's why the misa b'dei shemayim. Maybe it's a separate isa. Macholas asur. He's not allowed to eat if somebody eats chayla v'dam. It's not because he's mevatel et mimitzvasa. Not because he's mevatel chayla v'dam mimitzvasa. You're not allowed to eat chayla v'dam. You eat chametz b'pesach. You're not mevatel mitzvah, chametz b'pesach is correct. So if a zari eats truma, it's misa b'dei shamayim. It doesn't have to be because he's mevatel mitzvah. The issue is there's a Tosfos in Gittin. Yosef Engel has a Tosfos in Gittin. Yosef Engel wrote her Oris on Avnei Miluim. He didn't write Oris, he dictated Oris. They wrote in the introduction, he wrote a Sefer Chosin Yosef, the name is Yosef Engel. So one time he wasn't well and his eyes were troubling him, so he wasn't able to read for a while. So he asked some yeshiva bachur to read for him. But he's not able to read himself, so he wanted to hear something light, something easy. So instead of having the person read for him Gemara, he had him read Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim is the Sefer by the Ketzos HaChoshen and Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra. That was light reading. That was light. Gemara would tell you that would be too hard. So he had the bachur read for him Avnei Miluim. And then the Bacha was reading Amnon Milam, so he was dictating Heoris. So he said, write this down, write that down. A fellow wrote a whole notebook full. So then when he got better and he was already able to look at the work and read it, so he looked at all this and he crossed. Every paragraph had a number, 1, 2, 3, goes hundreds. So then every couple of paragraphs he crosses out a paragraph, crosses another paragraph. So when they finally printed it, years later, it was printed in America. It was never printed in Europe. They had the manuscript. When they finally printed it, so it goes Aleph Beis, Tezvav, Tezayin, Chof Ches, Chof Tez. He crossed out 10 paragraphs in a row. He didn't like it. So that sefer, he has a long, goes on pages and pages, and this Chais and Yosef, and the Horus, and the Abner Mulan, Geita Beka, Hol Marocha, there's a Tesis in Gittin. The Gemara Gittin talks about the status of a Chatzi Yevet, a Chatzi Ben Chorin. How do you have a Chatzi Yevet, a Chatzi Ben Chorin? How is it possible? An Evet Shosh, an Evet Knaini, Shosh Nei Shutfim, and one Evet is Meshacher, his Bailus, because it can't be Meshacher, a Chatzi Yevet. Meshacher, a Chatzi Yevet doesn't go free. So it's an Evet Shal Shnei Shvutin, the Gemara says, one is Meshacher his half, the other one is not Meshacher, but like the Chatzi Evet v'Chatz Mecha. So what's the status of the Chatzi Evet v'Chatz Mecha? So the Gemara gave Tavek Phil Pullim about this. The Minchas Chinuch usually has a lot of discussion, what's the status of a Chatzi Yisrael, v'Chatzi Nochri, Chatzi Mamze, v'Chatzi Kosher. He talks about all kinds of possibilities of Chatzi Chatzi. So the Gemara has discussions. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what's the status of a Chatzi Evet v'Chatzi Mecha? If he was an Evet Shal Kohen, he used to be an Evet Knaini Shal Kohen. Let's say two partners owned him, two Kohanim, and one was Meshacharim. So he's still a Chatzi Evet to the Kohen. So the Gemara has a Shaila, is he still called Kinyan Kastoy? After all, he's a Chatzi Ben Chor, is he still called a King Kastoy? So Tesis says, what do you mean Kinyan Kastoy? We didn't care to what? I mean, a Kinyan Kaspo, the Evet Knaini of a Kohen is permitted to eat Truma. So the Gemara's suffix is, but he's still allowed to eat Truma. That's what Tosis writes in the Gemara. So the Marshal and all the Achronim ask on Tosis, how is that possible? That's Pshat in the Gemara. But he's a Chatzit Ben Chorin. Chatzit Ben Chorin is a Ger. So what do you mean? A Ger is allowed to let him be also because of the Chatzit Ben Chorin. Truma may not be eaten unless you're a Kohen, or you're an Evet Knaini Shal Kohen or an Eishes Kohen. So because in this chus that I'm a chatzi evet shal koyin, the Gemara has a svara, I can eat truma. But what about the chatzi ben chorin? It's an isa. How can you eat truma? So they all the marshal and the bottom of the marshal and gittin round daf mem gimel also and all the achman, they all don't understand what Tosafot talking about. But Yosef Engel developed such an idea, like your kasha is based on that assumption, that just like the koyin eating the truma, koyin tom eats truma. Why is it mitzvah v'deish mein kos ki yichaleluchu, because he's mevatlet v'mitzvasoi prat lezush and mechulelus v'amedes, this truma is ready nitmots no logar amid l'mitzvasoi, the way the Rambam learns, the way the Gemara in Chulin says, because einis chalalisa, who became tummy first, the kohen became tummy first or the truma became tummy first, but the way the Rambam learns, he holds that our Gemara is not masking with the Gemara in Chulin. The Rambam passes is like our Gemara, that the din is always like that. So what's the din? That the only time the Kohen gets Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating Truma in a state of Tuma is if he's Mevatlet Mimitzvasa, but if it's already not Oymed Mimitzvasa, not. So Rabbi Yosef Engel developed such an idea with Rechochas, of course, that the prohibition of a Tzar from eating Truma is only if the Tzar is Mevatlet Mimitzvasa. If the Truma was Oymed Mimitzvasa to be eaten by a Kohen, or for a Kohen to drink it, or to shmir on his body, if it's Shemen, and the Tzar either eats it or drinks it or shmears it, whatever the kohen was supposed to do. But what if the truma wasn't nine millimeters was it? Then there's no problem. Then there's no Isser, then you don't have the real din of the Tzar, there's no Isser. So he says, what if the fellow is a Chatzi Tzar v'Chatzi Yevet K'nayni Shal Kohen? So he's a split personality. So the Chatzi Yevet is permitted to eat truma. That's the Gemara Sofik. Maybe he's still called Kinyan Kaspo. Maybe he's allowed to eat truma. So if he's allowed to eat truma, so you can't say, but the Chatzi Ger, the Chatzi Ben Chorin is a Chatzi Ger, he has an Isser. The only time he has an Isser is if by his eating his Mevatlan in Mitzvah. But at the same time that he eats it, he's Mekai Mitzvah. He's a Chatzi Evet Shal Kohen. So he's eating the Truma. So what's the problem? That's what Yosef Engel suggests. And he tries to bring Rayas to prove that that's so. So then you have a good Kasha. So the Din should follow that a Zar Shochal Truma Temeyo, which is not a Oymed Mitzvah, so should really be no Misa V'Dei Shemayim. And the Din is not so. We assume that there is Misa V'Dei Shemayim. That's a good kash. That's good. And I think the Mishlam El talks about that, no? And the Derech Mitzvah Secho, I think he talks about that kash. How do you know there's Misa B'dei Shemayim? Maybe there's Taka not Misa B'dei Shemayim. A Zar She'ochal Truma Temeyo. Maybe there's Taka no Misa B'dei Shemayim. it says Kain Tamer Shachal Truma of Tahira. Taka says Kain Tamer Shachal Truma of Tahira. I don't know, the Mishlan Noah brings another raya. You say from the Lashon HaTosefta like that. That just says Zar Shachal Truma and doesn't distinguish whether Truma Torah or Truma Tamei. The Mishlan Noah brings a raya that the Rambam makes an often a statement a Mishnah like that. That a Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigig has to give Keren V'Choymesh. Has to give Keren V'Choymesh to V'Nosan L'Choymesh HaKodesh. Has to give Keren V'Choymesh. Let's say he ate potatoes, Shal Truma, so he's Marfish potato Shal Chul, and he gives it to the Kohen, it becomes Truma. And the Chaimish that he gives also is Nepach Lios Truma. So the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah that this din of Kerem HaChaimish applies whether the Zar was Zachal Truma Tehoira, or the Zar was Zachal Truma Temeya, dissolved the din, that he has to give Kerem HaChaimish. So the Mishlam Melech and the Sefer Derech Mitzvah Secho, the Horus on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the back of the Parashas Drachim, so he points out there is a Gemara in Shabbos around Dafayin Aleph or Dafayin Beis where the Gemara him makes a Moshel, the Gemara says a Dugman, that Chaymish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim like Chatas is to Koris. If a person will violate an Avera Sheyesh Bo, if a person does an Avera B'Shoigei, and that Avera is so Chomer that if he would have done it in Mezid, it would have been Koris. So if he violates the Avera B'Shoigei, it's Chayv Chatas. That's what Chatas is all about. Kol Shel Zonah Koris. That's the rule. So the Gemara says that the Misa B'dei Shamayim for Zar Shachal Truma, the Gemara is talking specifically about Zar Shachal Truma, the reason why the Torah gives a punishment or a kapara, we'll call it a kapara, that he has to give the Chomish, not only the Keren, is in order to get a kapara for the Avera which carries with it, not Koris, but Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Chomish is to the Misa B'dei Shamayim like the Chattis is to the Koris. The Gemara has an Achkemin, and what if he's a Belav B'Shogak B'Koris? He knew that it's prohibited to be Mechal Shabbos. He knew that it's Asa, and he's Mechal Shabbos, but he didn't know that it was Koris. He's a little bit religious, but not fully. So Loshen Hara, he talks, and Nevela, he eats, and Basa B'Cholav, he eats, but Krisis, that he doesn't fool around. Chaybi Krisis, he doesn't fool around. Shabbos, and Chela B'Dam, that he doesn't want to fool around. So he thought that Shabbos is Allah. If he would have, and he's allowed that he's prepared to violate, but if he would have known that Shabbos is Koreis, he would not have violated Shabbos. So is that called B'Shegig or B'Mezid? Is it Chayv Chatos or is it not Chayv Chatos? He did the Chilu Shabbos B'Mezid. He knows that Shabbos, he knows it's a Malach, and he did it anyway. But on the other hand, it's Hashtikul Shegig, because he didn't know that it was Koreis. So that's the Machlag Zabiechon Rishlogish. He's the Lav, the Shogag the Koreis. So we pass him that that's Shegig. We pass him that Shegig. And he's chayiv chatos in such a case. He's a belav b'shogeg b'koris chayiv chatos. So the Gemara says, what about a zar shochal truma b'mezid? He knows that it's truma, and he knows that he's not a kohen, and he knows he's not allowed to do this. But he thought avera, it's an avera like macholos asuris. If he would have known that this is big stuff, misa b'dei shamayim, he wouldn't mess around. He wouldn't have eaten this. So he ate it b'mezid, but b'shogeg. He knows b'mezid he's doing an avera. So he's a belav. He was b'mezid on the lab, but shogag in the misa b'dei shamayim. So the Gemara there says the same machleg as Abiyachon Reish Lakish by chatos applies over here by chomish, because chomish is to misa b'dei shamayim what chatos is to koris. That's the Gemara's equation. So Mishlan Malach says, so wait a minute. So if the Rambam says based on the Mishnah is that izar shachal truma b'shogeg is chayev chomish, whether it's truma tahira, truma tamei, or is chayev chomish. And Chomish is for a kapara for the Misa B'dei Shemayim. Chomish is the Misa B'dei Shemayim, like Chatas is the Koris. So that shows that Azar Shochal, Truma Temeya, is Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that's what he asks. How can it be? But what happened to Mesa Boki Yichalalu? So if you would hold like the Gemara, that Mesa Boki Yichalalu goes, Ain Isa Chalalis, it depends who came first. Whether I became Tommy first, so then it has nothing to do with the Pratos Zusha Mechalel Zamedes. But the Raman Paskin is the member of the Gemara Kitzurasa. It doesn't make a difference who became Tommy first. It's not based on, it's not the mocker for Einis Chalalisa. It's a separate halacha. The only time this Misa B'dei Shamayim is when the coin is Mavatal the Truma Mimitzvah. So that's what he is. So why is the Zar Shachal Truma Tameya? Why is Yichayev Chomish B'Shegeg? There's no Misa B'dei Shamayim in that case. Shouldn't there have been Misa B'dei Shamayim? And you see that there is. Otherwise there wouldn't be Yichayev Chomish. I think the Mishlam Melech is that kasha. It's a stira, that's the kasha. Yeah, we hold this din. We hold from the din of Ein Isa Chalalisa, except that we hold the halacha that there are three exceptions to the rule. The Gemara has, here in the bottom of the daf, the Gemara has a little part of the discussion. we the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph. So the Gemara says that there are three. The Gemara says in Yibamas and in Krisis and many sugyas that there are three exceptions to the rule. One is if the two isurim are chalba vasachas. So Haman Ayim Apkis, which one are you going to throw out? It's not the first one isurim is chalba and the second isurim is chalba. Two isurim are chalba vasachas simultaneously. Whenever you have an Issa Basachas, then the rule is that Issa is Kalalisa. It's not really fair to say Issa is Kalalisa. They're both Kal simultaneously. There's a little Tesis still in the middle of Yevomis, but Tesis comments on the Gemara. Even if they are a little bit Bizachas there, but it's Mamish Techa de Dibra of each other. The second Issa was Kal, a split second after the first one. So that's also, the Halacha doesn't consider that Zachas there. If it's Techa de Dibra, even though Noah has nothing to do with talking, the din of Techa de Dibra, Kedibra Dami, doesn't only apply in instances where people are talking. That's the smallest unit of time that halacha recognizes. That if, so if one thing happens, terke de dibra, after the other thing is considered halachically as if it happens simultaneously. The halacha doesn't consider a period of time for less than that. So that's what the Gemara has a case, let's say, a koyin balmum, a koyin is tame and he's a balmum, and he does avoid on the Beis HaMikdash. So how many averis does he have? A koyin tame, Sho'avad is one Aver, and a Kohen Balmum Sho'avad is another Aver. So the Gemara says, well, it should be an issue of Enis Chalalisa. Which happened first? Did he become a Balmum first? He cut off his finger. Did he cut off the finger, then he became Tommy? First he became Tommy, then he cut off the finger. The Gemara says, how did it happen with Vasachas? How did it happen with Vasachas? There was a very sharp knife, and accidentally he put his finger on the knife, and then the whole finger got cut off. So that's Vasachas. He became a Balmum and he became Nitmo from the Talmudic and Iper Vasachas. So Taisa says, that's not Vasachas. The second he touches, the finger touches the sharp knife. Mago. So there's Tumas Mago, Shain Mago, before it even cuts anything. And then when it goes weiter, when it continues a half a second later, it cuts off the finger, so then it becomes a Balmum. It's Vasachas. How does the Gemara call that Vasachas? So there's a little tiny Taisa that Rav Shimon Shkok quotes in the Shari Yosh and makes a big tzimis about that. So Tosfos answers, it's such an infinitesimal amount of time in between the Maga with the becoming the Balmum. Tosfos doesn't use the expression Terke de Dibra, but that's what I mean. Terke de Dibra is considered the smallest unit of time, and that's considered Vasachas. The Kalal of Terke de Dibra, Kedibra Dami is not only when someone is talking. That's why Shimon quotes the Gemara in the end of Nidorim. The Gemara has that someone's ripping Kriya. Someone thought a relative died. One of the relatives died whom you have to rip Kriya for. And then the person rips Kriya. And then he realizes that the relative is still alive. So the relative turns over and moans and groans, and then he dies afterwards. So if the relative dies, Terke de Dibra, so you say Kriya. If the relative pauses and he dies after Terke de Dibra, then the Gemara says, you're not Yotzei Kriya. So Shimon asks, what's going on? What do you mean? He ripped Kriya before the person died. What does it help that he died Terke de Dibra? But Lamaisa, he ripped the Kriya before? So the answer is, if he dies Terke de Dibra, that's the Gemara, the end of the Dharma. The Gemara talks about, more the context is Terke de Dibra, Kedibra Dami, backing out from Kinyonim, and backing out from a nether, a person took a nether, and he backs out Terke de Dibra. And then the Gemara talks about this, Terke de Dibra works by ripping Kriya. No one's talking, it's not that you're talking about Das, and he expressed the Das, and it's a Hemshah from the Das. No Das at all. If the Chayla dies Terke de Dibra after, within, Terke de Dibra of ripping Kriya is considered as if it happened simultaneously, because the halacha doesn't consider that amount of time of less than Kedei Dibra. The halacha doesn't consider that the smallest unit of time is Terke de Dibra. So we don't consider that an amount of time. So the first rule is that in Issa Vasachas, everybody agrees that you can't say Ein Issa Chalal Issa, the both Issur Machal Vasachas. That's the famous Tosfos reading, Kiddushin on Daf Nun, Hatakashin. The Gemara has a klal in Kiddushin Daf Nun. Kol Sheinu B'Zach Hazeh, Afilu B'Vasach Haseinu. That if I marry a girl, and then all of her sisters become Aser to me because of Achos Ishtus, I go to the sister, and I give the sister a ring, and I say, Hariyat Mekudeshes, the sister is single. All the sisters are single. I give a ring to the sister, Hariyat Mekudeshes, Lisa. The Gemara says that Ein Kiddushin Tofsin because it's Achos Ishtus. Achos Ishtus is an Erevo. So Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. And what if I'll give a ring to this sister first, and then I'll say to the other sister, Hariyat Mekudeshes, also not chal. So what if I'll give two rings to the two sisters, and then I say, you ready? Here goes. Harei Shtechem Mekudeshes Li B'Vasachas. So if I would have been Mekadosh one first, the second Kiddushin would be chal. If I would have been Mekadosh that one first, this Kiddushin would be chal. but I did both simultaneously. So that's what the Gemara has a rule, kol sheina bezeh hazeh. If you would have done it bezeh hazeh, the second one would michal. So if you do bebasachas, neither is chal. So that's what the Tosfos read, is bothered with the kasha there in Kiddush and Daf Nun. So why is it that everybody's masking to this, that although there is a rule, even those Tanaim who subscribe to this rule, but ain't yisachal al iser, Tosfos tells you it's a machlokes ha-Tanaim. They say, if you look in Chul and Perikol Abbas, it's a machlokes ha-Tanaim. So the Tosfos retract Akasha, but the way we pass in Halacha, ain't yisachal al iser, nonetheless, if the two iser machal simultaneously, or even not exactly simultaneously, or terke di dibur of each other, that's considered basachas and achal. In fact, Akasha, why? If it would have been Mizrach HaZeh, the second one would be Chal. So why don't you say over here that neither should be Chal? So he explains why that's a joke. That he can't say Kol Sheinu Mizrach HaZeh, Afilu B'Vasach HaSeinu, but he gives two Einis HaChal Ali. So he gives three terutz. All right. So when you learn Kiddushin, you got to discuss what are the three different terutz. But that, intuitively, we can understand that that's the Kasha it can't be. It cannot be that it's Mutter. Two Yisrach HaChal Vasach is going to be Mutter. It won't be any Yisrach at all. So that's the first exception to the rule, that if you have an Isa Basachas, that's not subject to the rule of Einis Echalal Isa. But then the second rule is, Machlokes HaTanoim, what if the second Isa is an Isa Moisiv, and the third rule is an Isa Koilo? Isa Moisiv, this you got to pay attention. The Gemara with the Tosfos make Cheshbonis over here. Isa Moisiv is like this. I married a girl, and her mother is not married anymore. Either the father passed away already, so the mother's an Almana, or the parents are divorced and the mother's a grushin. So when I marry the daughter, so she's chamoisi. I'm not allowed to marry the shviger, even if I'll divorce the daughter. You're not allowed to marry the shviger, even if the daughter's going to die, even if the wife dies, you're not allowed to marry the shviger. Chamoisi is an isa. Then later on, the shviger goes and gets married. She remarries. So chamoisi v'nas is eishes ish. Isa chamoisi, when I marry the girl, she becomes my shviger. She doesn't become someone else's shviger. It's only an isa to me. Isha bita is an isa to me. When she remarries, what she only becomes an eishes ish to me, she becomes an eishes ish to the whole wide world. All the men, all the Jewish men. No one's allowed to marry her now because of the isa eishes ish. So the second isa that's chal on this woman is much more inclusive than the first isa. The first isa, when I married the girl, she became chamoisi, was only with respect to me. And then the second isa, chamoisi manas eishes ish, is chal benegir to everybody, much more inclusive than the second Isser of Eishes Ish, much more inclusive than the first Isser. That's called an Isser Moisir. And the second Isser is much more expanded than the original Isser, so that's a machloike satanoim. We pass them that Isser Moisir is Isser chal al Isser, because the second Isser is much greater than the first Isser. It's like Isser chal al Heter. Considering the scope of the second Isser, the first Isser is like Heter. It doesn't include such a wide, the second Issa for sure is Chal Lagabi all the other people in the world. Someone else is going to be Mizana with this woman, for sure they're going to be Chayim Tam Eishes Ish. You're going to say, only everybody else. If I'm going to be Baal Chamoisir, there won't be an Issa Eishes Ish. How can it be? Issa Eishes Ish is Chal for everybody else, that's Chal for me also. That's called an Issa Moisir. And then the Gemara talks about an Issa Koilo. We paskin an Issa Koilo is also Issa Chal al Issa. That means like this. If the scope of the second Issa is not more encompassing than the first Issa. The scope of the second Issa is not more encompassing than the first Issa, but the second Issa includes more chatichas than the first Issa. Take for example, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, Reb Shimon and Chachamim, Oichel Nevela b'Yom HaKippurim. Nevela b'Yom HaKippurim is the famous machlokes. If a person, there's meat in the AMP, so the meat in the AMP is Nevela, or Behemoth Tmei, whatever him. Then when it comes, so nevela is a lav, and pork is a lav. There's no chorus. If you eat pork, there's no chorus if you have nevela. There's going to be some dam over there. Dam has chorus, and let's say we're going to cook it. So there's going to be dam shebishlo. So we paskin, the Ramot paskin, Shulchanot, the dam shebishlo is only in Issa Dirabam. Based on a Gemara. The dam shebishlo is not Roy Lizrek, Agabi, Hamzbeah. So the Issa to eat it, the Ramot paskin, for Shalom, what the Mechaba paskin, for the Sfarim, but the Ramot paskin for sure. The Dam Shebishla, Dam Shemolcho, is only an Issa Dirabban. So let's say the guy has a piece of Nevela meat, and if he eats it any day of the year, it's going to be an Issa Diraisa, but there's no Koris, there's no Misa Medeshma, Malka, Shain. Then it comes Yom Kippur, and the person is going to eat this non-kosher piece of meat. So you're going to say, Ein Issa Chal al Issa, The Issa Yom Kippur is not chal on top of the Issa Nevela. The Issa Yom Kippur cannot be chal on top of the Issa Nevela. So that's what Rav Shimon says. Eichel Nevela b'Yom Kippurim is not chayiv kares, because the Issa Nevela came first. And the Issa Yom Kippur cannot be superimposed on top of the Issa Nevela. So let's say you have a chayil on Yom Kippur and he has to eat. The doctor says he has to eat, otherwise he's going to die. The doctor says he has to eat some flesh. Has to eat some flesh, otherwise he's going to die. So what should we give him? Should we give him kosher meat? Or should we give him treif meat? So Rav Shimon says, give him the treif meat. Machila Mosa, the rule is, whenever a person has to violate, let's say a person is sick and he's dying and the doctor says he has to eat some food now, right now. You have to give him food now or he's going to die. The only food we have is the closest restaurant is non-kosher food. So you run, you bring the non-kosher food. Give him non-kosher food. So what if they have different kinds of non-kosher food? They have meat that has chaylev in it. They have meat with chaylev in it. Chaylev is an isa koris. And then they have nevela that doesn't have a koris, only an isa lav. So the Gemara has a whole discussion at the end of Yuma. If you have something that's only an isa lav and something else has an isa koris, so machilim osa hakala kalchila, we feed them vosvinsiger on aver. So you give them like on Yom Kippur when somebody has to eat. So if he's going to eat the full kashir, so that's going to be an isa koris. If he eats less than a kashir, and he waits 10 minutes, then he eats less than a shear, waits 10 minutes, he eats less than a shear. So chatz shear is asman atar, but it doesn't have koris. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch it's recommended, machilim osa pachas mikashir. Let him eat less than a shear, that'll be an isa deraisa of chatz shear, asman atar, but it won't be the full-fledged isa deraisa of a kashir, that'll be chayv koris. So that's the rule the Gemara has. Machilim osa akal akal pchila. So according to Reb Shimon holds that if you eat kosher meat on Yom Kippur, it's an isa koris. Because Yom Kippur, one who eats on Yom Kippur is cursed. If you eat non-kosher meat on Yom Kippur, ein isa chal al isa. The isa Yom Kippur is not chal on top of the isa nevela. So it's only an isa nevela. So when a chayla, when the doctor says the chayla has to eat on Yom Kippur, better that he should eat nevela than he should eat kosher meat. Because he eats nevela, it's only an isa lav. If you eat kosher meat, it's an isa Yom Kippur. So machila mosa hakal hakal chila. That's what the Nadi Behuda points out. A little humorous. We don't pass like Rav Shimon, but if the din would have been like Rav Shimon, that ein isa chal al isa, that nevela, if something was nevela, then Yom Kippur comes. So eichel nevela b'Yom Kippurim. Pater alecho is not chayv kores for the Yom Kippur. So when you have a chayla mesukah and he has to eat, so we would recommend that davke he should eat the non-kosher food on Yom Kippur rather than eat the kosher food. Yeah, but we don't pass like Rav Shimon. We pass that yisa Yom Kippur is chal on top of the isa nevela. I would happen to the rule of ein isa chal al isa. So the Gemara says, no, this is the second isa is more inclusive than the first isa, because when Yom Kippur comes in, the isa Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food in the world. So what are you going to say? The isa Yom Kippur is only chal on the kosher food. It's not chal on the non-kosher food. That's what Reb Shimon holds. He holds as a statement. The isa Yom Kippur is only chal. The isa Koris of Yom Kippur only sets in on the kosher food, and the isa Yom Kippur is not chal on the non-kosher food because ain isa chal al isa. So we paskin that's called isa koilo. Migu, since the Issa Yom Kippur is chal on the kosher food, then the second Issa of Yom Kippur is not that it's wider scope than the first Issa, but it's chal on more hatichas. The Issa Yom Kippur is chal on the treifa food and on the kosher food. So migu that it's chal on the kosher food, that's Issa chal al heter, so it has to be chal on the treifa food as well. That's not the same as chamoisa v'nasa seishishish. By the case of Chamoso v'nasa seishishish, I marry a girl whose mother is not married. She's an almona or a grusha. And then the shvigar remarries after I marry. So the Gemara says, Chamoso v'nasa seishishish, that's an Issa Moisev. That's not an Issa Kol. That's an Issa Moisev, because the second Issa Reishishish is on one person. It's not that it's chala mochatiches. That one person becomes asura to two more people. She becomes asura to more people. So the second Issa is more inclusive than it's also to more people. So the second Issa is an Issa Moisev, it's much more serious than the first one. Here, by Nevela, on Erev Yom Kippur, and it comes Yom Kippur, Issa Yom Kippur is Chal on the Nevela, it's not also to more people. The same people are not allowed to eat Nevela, not allowed to eat Yom Kippur, it's the same body of people. The second Issa is not, the second Issa is more Chomer than the first. Yom Kippur is Koris and Nevela is not Koris. But that's not a consideration, Tosfos says. Just because the second Issa is Chomer and the first Issa is Kal, that doesn't make it that the second Issa is of a greater dimension than the first Issa and it's going to be Chal. A chomer is not chal on top of a kal. But if the second iser is chal amuch atiches, Yom Kippur is chal even on heter. So that's called an iser koil. Migu that the second iser is chal, Yom Kippur is chal on the heter, that's also chal on iser. That's an iser koil. So the ratanoim who split. The rata iser chal al iser bevasachas. Nobody can disagree with that. You have the funny kasha from the Tosfos Rid. Why don't you say kol shena bezachas afilu basachas eino? Whatever the answer is, he takes care of it. There are three answers in the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Daf Nun. But everybody's masking to that. Isa basachas, everybody, he can't disagree. It has to be Isa chalalisa. But whenever it's Isa chalalisa bezachazeh, so then everything is machloikas. So there are Tanoim who say only Moisif is chal and they don't hold from Kailo. And we pass and even Isa Kailo is also chal. It was in the Kaddish both of the Basachas, it's an additional reason, right? The Gemara says two reasons why it's not Chal. Because Kiddushin Shalei Nimsu Elabiyah, right? That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. The Kiddushin Shalei Nimsu Elabiyah is good Kiddushin or not. Right? That's the same daf in Kiddushin. That's right. Here it's interesting. Let's say, what do we give an example? If I marry the girl and her mother is an almana or a grusha, at the time that I get married, the shviga is no longer an eshes ish. And then the mother-in-law remarries after I marry the daughter. So I say, chamoisai, first, and then achakafanas is eshes ish. So the Gemara considers that anisa moisif. Because the first isa chamoisai is only to me, the second isa is much wider scope. It's also L'chol Yisrael. So Be'emes, this poses a problem. Why do you consider that an Issa Moisif? Because we're looking from the perspective of the men. Talmud Bavli is written by men. And look from the if you look from the perspective of the women, everything will be fakir, no? The woman is not allowed to marry her son-in-law. When I marry the daughter, so from the perspective of the woman, she's not allowed to marry the son-in-law. And then, I'm also to her. And then when she gets married, then she can't marry anyone else. So migu that the Isra Eshishish is chal on other men, so it's chal on me as well. So why don't we call that koilul? Why did we consider that moisif? When you look from the perspective of the men, it's an Isra moisif. When you look from the perspective of women, there's not an Isa Maisif, that should be an Isa Kailo. That the Isa Eishas Ish, see, we're men, so we always look from our perspective, but the Achrayim has this question. If you look from the perspective of the woman, so when she becomes an Eishas Ish, so more Chatichas become also to her. The same Chaticha me, I become also a second time. I was a son-in-law. And then she becomes Asura to more people, so that's Migud that she becomes Asura to the others, it becomes. So why did we decide to look from the perspective of the men and to consider that an Isa Moisif? Why don't you look from the perspective of the women? So the Achrayim said because the Chumash writes it like that. The Chumash always writes, Yishalach HaYisrael HaSikach. The Chumash is writing from the perspective of the men. Even though Hishvah Kosev Yishaliyish, even though the dinim apply equally to the men and to the women, and the both Chayiv Malkus, and the both Chayiv Chatas, and the both Chayiv Koris, and the both Chayiv Misa, whatever punishment one gets, the other one gets everything is the same. So how come the Chumash writes always from the perspective of the men? Why doesn't just write in a neutral fashion? That you're not allowed to have this. The answer is because the halacha says it always has to begin. These dinim arayis always begin from the perspective of the man. Once it's awesome from the perspective of the man, then hishvah kosev yishaliyish as well. But to determine there's going to be an Issa Kol, Issa Moisif, this always has to begin from the perspective of the men. That's all the Mishnahs and all the Gemaras like that. Here is a Shaila when you say, we raised an issue last week, 2 weeks ago, we were saying there's an issue with the veal. A Shaila with the veal that apparently Rabbanim have been writing about this for 30 years. I just haven't been reading what they've been writing. But they've been writing about this in Europe and other parts of the world. They're writing that in Yerideya there is a discussion if you have a behemoth that all of its lifetime it was only fed Yisuri Hanoah. Behemoth in his spot, Mekol Yimei Chayeho, be Yisuri Hanoah. So there are many say it's mutter to eat the flesh, but there are many opinions who say that you're not permitted to eat the flesh. By eating the flesh, it's considered indirectly a way of getting hanoah from the basar b'cholam. Since the behemoth is pat mekol yemei chayeho, misuri hanoah, so eating the flesh would be a violation of getting hanoah. So the shaila is, what do they feed these animals already? So lemaisa, they feed them basar b'cholam. Is it basar b'cholam deraisa? Or is it basar b'cholam derabbana? It says in Yeridea that basar b'cholam deraisa is also b'anoah, if it's derech bishul. Basar b'cholam deraisa is also b'anoah. Basar b'cholam derabbanan is also b'achila, but it's muta b'anoah. So over here, what they do is they cook beef. They don't get glad kosher beef. They get nevela beef. So they take nevela beef and they cook it with milk. So what's the din? I cook nevela meat with milk. So there's a din of enisa halalisa. So there's an isa bishul basar b'cholam, there's an isa achilas basar b'cholam, there's an isa hanoah. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara. Why does it say three times in the Chumash, So Rashi quotes the famous opinion of one time, the Echad Lisa Bishul, the Echad Lisa Achila, the Echad Lisa Anor. The three different soup. So, cooking, there's no prohibition against cooking Nevela. There's no avera to cook Nevela meat. So if you cook Nevela with milk, you can't say, Ein Isa Chalal Lisa, I'm not going to get Malkus for cooking Basar B'cholam. That's Isa Chalal Heta. You're allowed to cook milk and you're allowed to cook nevela. You're just not allowed to cook nevela with milk together. So there, binigay to the Yisr Bishul, you can't say, Ein Yisr Chalalisa. Nevela is muta b'hano. Nevela is muta b'hano, but nevela is also b'achila. So binigay to achila is basa b'cholam. So I should say, Ein Yisr, the Gemara says, I should say, and he gets salary to deliver basar b'cholam deraisa. He gets salary, he delivers chametz b'pesach. It doesn't belong to him. The chametz is not his, not by Yerubai by Matze. But he delivers chametz b'pesach, he delivers yayin esach. So the Gemara says in last perek in Avodah Zarah, you get salary to deliver yayin esach. They're not going to pay you to deliver an empty, to drive an empty truck. They pay you to deliver the Isuri Hanoh. So you're getting paid because you're dealing in Isuri Hanoh. So that's called getting Hanoh from Isuri Hanoh. So that you're not allowed to do. But let's say a person is a chef in a restaurant, he doesn't deal with the Isur Hanoah, he's just cooking nevela. So what's that there? He's not there and cooking nevela. So if he's going to cook nevela with milk, that'll be an Isur Bishul for sure. You can't say Ein Isur Chalal Isur. But when you get to the Achila, the nevela is also b'Achila already. So then I'll say Ein Isur Chalal Isur. The Isur Achila's Basar B'cholam cannot be Chal on top of the Isur Achila's nevela. What about the Isur Hanoah? Nevela was Mutav Hanoah. So should I say that the Isa Basar B'cholam is Chal on top of the Isa Hanoah Basar B'cholam is Chal on top of the Isa Nevela, because it's Isa Chalal Heta. It's blank, it was Mutar B'Hanoah. So Hanoah should be Chal, there should be an Isa Hanoah. So that's the Rambam writes in the Nikud in the floor. The Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnayis in Arabic. So it was translated into Hebrew. So every so often, the Rambam writes, and there's a very fascinating point over here. So the one who did the translation writes, V'yesh binyan hazen in the Nikud in the floor. A fascinating point. So one of the places where the Rambam uses this expression, the Nikud in the floor, is increases. When he's talking about Isach HaLalisa, he's talking about Basav Chol. So that's what the Achrenim calls the Nikud in the floor of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the Isa Hanoa, Bas V'cholav, is not like Avodah Zarah. If I have a getchke, that's also Banoa, I have a stick, a stone, something. It's also Banoa, it's not an extension from Acholos Asur. It's not a food Bechlal. It starts off as an Isa Hanoa. Hegdish. Someone donates a shtender to Hegdish, donates a microphone to Hegdish. So it starts off as an Isa Rachila. Let's say, Chomiz B'Pesach is also Banoa. It's Acholos Asur, that's also Banoa. What else? Or look like him. Starts off as Macholos Asuris, it's also Bachila. Not only is it also Bachila, it's even also Bano. Basa Becholov is Macholos Asuris. It's in the Ramam Hilchas Macholos Asuris. So it starts off as an Isra Achila, and not only it's also Bachila, it's even also Bano. But it has to first start off as an Isra Achila. So the Ramam says, if the Isra Achila's Basa Becholov cannot be Chal on top of Nevela, because Ein Isra Chal al Isra, then Isra Hanoa is also not Chal. So if you cook Nevela Becholov, there'll be an Issa Bishul, you'll be in violation of Bishul, because that's, how can you say, Ein Issa Chal al Issa? There's no prohibition at all. But not only will I say, Ein Issa Chal al Issa, there's no Issa Achilas, Basa B'cholov, there won't be an Issa Hanoa either, because you can't have an Issa Hanoa unless it's an extension of the Issa Achilas. The Issa Achilas can't, Basa B'cholov can't be Chal, because Ein Issa Chal al Issa, the Issa Nebele came first, and the Issa Hanoa can't be Chal either. That's what the Rambam writes in the Nikud in the floor. So the Dogel Merova, Nadi Bihud in the Horus on the side of the Yerde Simon Pei Zion, that's the first Simon in Hilchus Bas B'cholov, has the shayla. It's very negaya to some people in America, the dog food. The dog food that they sell in the stores in America is Bas B'cholov. Nevela, they have nevela meat and they cook it with milk. So it's nevela cooked with milk. So shayla is, it's a trait, but you're feeding it to the dogs. So that's not a problem trait. But if it's Bas B'cholov, they're Isa, so then it's also Bahano. So you can't even feed it to the dog either if it's also Bahano. So the dogma of Avavah says, it's a machloikis, he says, Tosfos holds the farish that the Issa Hanoa will be chal. But he says, it's a machloikis, the Rambam and Tosfos, and if you have a shas hadchak, get rid of the dog. I'll buy some other dog food, that's not a shas hadchak. But he says, if you have a shas hadchak, so then there's room to be makel like the Rambam. That's what he writes. Room to be makel like the Rambam and a shas hadchak, that nevela cooked in milk, will be ein Issa chal al Issa, not only vis-a-vis the Issa Achila, it'll be true regarding the Hanoah, there won't be an Issa Hanoah either. That's what the Dogma of Avi says. So many Achrayim, most of the Achrayim disagree with the Dogma of Avi. If you look there, the Darkei Tshuva, he quotes all of the Achrayim, they all disagree with the Dogma of Avi. They say it's not true. The other Achrayim say it's not true. Because there is a Gemara in, an interesting Gemara in the middle of Yevamos and the Lamids. Lamed Beis, Lamed Dalet, I forgot exactly where. So the Gemara says we had a din before in Sanhedrin. If we had a din in last week's Sanhedrin, Parshas Chayisar, you're not permitted to bury a yid next to a nochri. You have to have kevi Yisrael. Avraham Avinu refuses to bury Sori. He's buddy buddy, very friendly with the Anshei Chayis, but he says sorry, we have to part the ways over here. He's not allowed to bury his wife in the Goyish cemetery. And then the Gemara learns that from Psukim earlier in Sanhedrin. The Gemara learns that from the Psukim, not only Yid next to an Ochri, you're not allowed to bury, even a Tzaddik next to a Rosha, also you're not allowed to bury. And even if someone is keeping track, and he knows that this person is a Rosha Chomer, this person is a Rosha Kal, ain't even Rosha Chomer, it's a Rosha Kal. So if someone's keeping track and know that he did 100 Averis, he did 101 Averis, you're not allowed to bury them next to each other. So how do you ever know? So no one's keeping track, we don't know. So we assume they're a klal, that all the people from the Aguda have the same amount of averes, all the people from the Mizrahi have the same amount of averes, all the people from this. So everybody, each group has their own plot in the cemetery, and you bury all those people together, we assume more or less that all of those people, that's why each group has their own Beis HaKvaris, because you're not allowed to bury a Rosh Hashanah next to a Rosh Hashanah, so we assume it's probably approximately the same, because no one's keeping track. So the Gemara has there Machloikas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi. In the Mishnah, something about Ein Issa Chal al Issa. So the Gemara says, "What's Bashteit the Machlokes? What are they fighting about?" So the Gemara says, "The Machlokes is like this: He did 100 averes, and he did 100 averes. Someone's keeping track. They both did exactly 100 averes. But one of the 100 averis that he did was a case of Iser Chalalisa, and Halacha says Ein Iser Chalalisa. So he really did 101 averis, but the extra 101st averis doesn't count because of Ein Iser Chalalisa. Ein Iser Chalalisa means it doesn't count mamish. So he did 100 averis, he did 100 averis, but even Stephen, so he can bury them next to each other. And he say no. Ein Iser Chalalisa is only been a gear to punishments. You're discussing is he chayv one chatas or two chatas. So you say only chayv one chatas. Bezika, nidin bezika rishon habo'ala, whatever came first. Or is he chayv sreifa or is he chayv chenek? Do you say it's chamoisa so it's besreifa? Do you say it's eishisish so it's bechenek? So you say Ein Iser Chalalisa, whatever came first. If the eishisish came first, then there's black man eishisish. And if the chamoisa came first, then there's black man chamoisa. So it'll be an Issa Srefa, whatever came first. And then we discuss, Kailu, Moises, whatever. So Rabbi Yossi says the whole topic, the whole theme of Ein Issa Chalalisa doesn't really mean the second Issa is not Chal. No, 100% the second Issa is Chal. Just it in an Onshin. You don't get the Oynish Koris, you don't get the Oynish Misa. If you don't get Koris, you're not Chayv Chatas. You only Chayv the second Chatas if it's a second time Koris. But when he gave to Ein Kovin Tzadik, Eitzel Rosh, Ein Kovin Rosh HaChomer, Eitzel Rosh HaKal, Avada, he did 101 Averis, he did 100 Averis. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says there in the Gemara. So that's what a lot of Achronim on Siman Pei Zayin, the Ruba of the Achronim disagree with that Dogma of Avada. They say, even though you get the impression from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos increases, that if you cook Nevela with milk, not only is there any Issa Chalalisa, there's no Issa Achilas Basa B'cholav, there wouldn't even be an Issa Hanoah either. So they say, it can't be. That's impossible. There is an Issa Achilas Basa B'cholav. It's just that there's no Malchus. Any Issa Chalalisa is only for the Onshin, but with respect to the Kovra Bein Rishoyim Gemurim, I say the second Issa really is Chal. Just a rule for Onshin not. So they say they think you can't follow that dogma of Abba. Rabbi Paskim hold that the Iser Hanoah Basa B'cholav would be Chal. But that's the Shaila. The Basa B'cholav that they're feeding these calves, Kol Yimei Chayim, it's in the spot of the Basa B'cholav Kol Yimei Chayim. So the Basa B'cholav that they're feeding is not kosher flesh, it's Nevela flesh that's cooked with milk. So that's the dogma of Abba says, Ein Iser Chalalisa. He claims that there's no Iser Hanoah. Period. He says, Mikra Adin, according to the Rambam, there's no Issa Hanoah. But then there's a further discussion in the Poskim on Yerideya, the Achrenim on Yerideya, even if you should assume, like the Dogam of Ovid, even if you should assume that he's right, Ein Issa Chalalisa is from the perspective of the Nevela. That the Nevela doesn't have an Issa Basa B'cholav Chalat Hanoah. What about the milk? The milk was Mutta, Chalav Yisrael. It's kosher milk. What's wrong? The milk was kosher milk before. So you're going to say Basa B'cholav is not Chal, Issa Basa B'cholav is not Chal on the milk. Why not? What's going to be? Ein Issa Chalalisa is an explanation why Basa B'cholav is not Chal on top of Nevela. But why can't Basa B'cholav be Chal? And when you cook Basa B'cholav, the flesh becomes awesome, the milk becomes awesome, they both become awesome. The Gemara says if you eat a chatzi zayis of milk and a chatzi zayis of flesh that were cooked together, you get malchus. It's not just that the flesh becomes awesome when it has tam cholav. The cholav becomes awesome if it has tam flesh in it. They both become awesome. So over here, if you'll assume like the Dogma of Avraham is Rambam, that the Issa Bas B'cholav, the Issa Hanoah Bas B'cholav is not Chal on the flesh, would that lead you to believe that the Issa Bas B'cholav is not Chal on the milk either? Would you say no? Only on the flesh is Ein Issa Chalal Issa. On the milk, the Issa Bas B'cholav will be Chal, because the milk was Hefer. That's a further machlekes in Achrayim.
So,
The milk that's in the meat has an Issa Hanoah Basa B'cholav. So you're feeding the animal Basa B'cholav deraisa. So that's a further machlekes in the Mefarshim on Yerideya. If one should already assume like the Dogma of Abba, most of the poskim hold the Dogma of Abba is not correct. That even according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, he didn't really mean to say that there's no Issa Hanoah. How can it be? The Kovah Ben Yishon Gemur in the second Issa of Ischal. Just that's for Onshim not. But the Issa really is Chal. But even if one should assume, like the Dogma of Avod, the second Issa is not Chal on the flesh, should one assume that the Issa Basa B'chol first has to be Chal on the flesh? And once it's Chal on the flesh, then it's also Chal on the milk. But if it's not Chal on the flesh, not Chal on the milk either, Or you say, no, I'm hecha taisa. It can't be chal on the flesh because ain't isa chal on isa. Let the isa basal chal be chal on the milk. So that's a further machlokes within the dogma of Rav.
That's the
bishul for sure should be awesome. To cook nevela with the milk. That I think the Rambam quote, that's the Gemara says that in Chumash. To cook nevela with milk, then everybody holds that that's an isa bishul. But on the achila is ein isa chal al isa. And on the hanoah is not explicit in the Gemara. So that's what the Rambam sounds like he disagreed with. The Dogma Baba quotes, the Rambam sounds like he's disagreeing with the Tosis. But the isa hanoah of basa b'chala would be chal on top of the nevela. And I committed for the dog food. Okay, that's the dogma of Rambam's Jew. The person has a dog and he wants to feed dog food that they sell in the stores. And the dog food is nevela that's cooked with the regular milk. If it's also about nasi, he can't feed it to the dogs. He's getting on up. But if it's only also about chila, the boss is also about chila, so he can feed it to the dog. Yeah, for sure they use nevela. So that's part of the issue. That's part of the issue. Yeah. Half of it will be mutter b'hanor because ain't isa chal al isa din nevela. Usually, under normal circumstances, the whole thing becomes also. But if the flesh is nevela, so the isa can't be chal on the flesh. But there's no reason why the basa b'chal. That's what he times, but we're talking a case where the chalav is not batal b'shishim. If the chalav is batal b'shishim, so there's no basal b'chalav, not on the flesh, not on the milk. We're talking the chalav is not batal b'shishim. It is nice and tam. So it's nice and tam. So the question is, maybe the flesh should ask the chalav. So the tam chalav shabbat will be basal b'chalav. So the problem is with the veal, the companies are very secretive because there are 15 companies who sell this special food that they prepare for the kips. So they don't let out their secret. They don't want to tell you what their ingredients are. So the Rabbanim are trying to ascertain what the facts are before they formulate any halachas. We don't know. Could be that it has other ingredients. Could be that... Rabbi Moshe writes in the Sefer that it's not a problem. Even a... The Ramon Shulchan Aruch says a behemish in his partner kol yimecha yehu b'macholos asuris, not be suri hanor. The Ramon says if you have an animal that ate kol yimecha yehu nevelus the treifus, there are such fish. I think we spoke about that. No, the pink, the salmon, the color comes from the fact that all they feed it is shkotzmer mosim, treif of worms and treif of fish and so on. So if you have a fish, then you can ascertain that all this fish ate. Sometimes they have man-made lakes, and they want to raise whitefish with the color of salmon. So they put in specifically, they give it a special diet, all nevelus atrefus and non-kosher fish, and it's going to have that color. So the shayla is, are you allowed to eat such a fish that was nispatma kol yimei chayeho b'macholos asuris? So the Ramah says, the Ramah quotes Anisa the Heter that you're not allowed to. What's wrong? You're not allowed to. What's it? Mutabah no. Just ask the bachil. I'm not eating the shkotzmer mos. I'm eating kosher fish. What's wrong? So the Issa the Heter says it's an Issa the Rabbanu Mishum Marisai. It looks like you're eating non-kosher. Issa the Rabbanu Mishum Marisai. So the Shach is not happy. As they state the Ferish and Issa the Heter. And Achrenim say that the Minig was like that. Achrenim in different generations said the Minig was like that. That the Behemish and his partner Koy Mechaya b'macholos asuris, not b'suri hano. Macholos asuris should not be eaten with the Rabbanim Mishum Marisnayim. It looks fishy. It looks straight. It smells straight. So that's the Ramor writes like that in Siman Samach. And the Shach says, he doesn't think we should follow that. The Shach says, the only mocker is the Tosis on the end of the Mura by Behemish and his partner Koy Mechaya b'karshini avodizor. So if it's Yisuri Hano, that's a different story. So many Achrenim say it's only Karshini avodizor. Only Karshini avodizor. Avodizor is Machom. But other Yisuri Hano, the whole thing doesn't apply. Many Achrenim disagree. I think most of the Achrenim disagree. They say it applies to all Yisuri Hano, not restricted only to Avodizor. And I think they quote, the Rambam doesn't even quote it, then he gets to Avodizor. He says, even the Spatman called Mechaya, but Avodizor is also Mutah. So that, though, the Achrenim are Mahman. Hey, Mishin is Spatman called Mechaya with Avodizor food. That's Mamash Asabano Mitam Avodizor. That we would ask the Behemah. What about Shari Yisuri Hano? So that's a big machlokes in Achrenim. I think most Achrenim are Megel. Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva where he says it's really mutter. The Rosh is against the deal for different reasons. The Rosh says it's Sabari Chayim because they cause pain to the Baim. It's not right that you should, like you're supporting this inhumane, this indecent torture of the calf. So he says we shouldn't eat veal because we're supporting this terrible Tzar Bal Chaim process. And then he raises an issue, maybe the Chashash Trefus, because they're so fat they can't even walk, so they have to keep them from falling down. So he raises a possibility that maybe an animal that can't walk, maybe there's a Chashash Trefus. The animal walks. Yes, we know it induces trefus, yes. But that's where Rav Moshe raises the question. Maybe an issue of trefus. So we don't know what the facts are by the veal. We're not so sure what all the facts are. And even if we know what the facts are, we're not so sure what the din is, because Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva l'hakim. He holds that it's mutter. Okay. That's what we just discussed, the last tikkun of Gemara.
So, Aduch Levant, Chavoyse is only Chal if the mother-in-law
is If the mother-in-law was married for a long time, she's already Eshusish.
Right,
it's not Chal. So Tosfos says over here, if I marry a girl who has a sister or more, So the Shviger, before I even met this girl, the Shviger was an Eshesish. When I marry the girl, not only the Shviger becomes awesome, the sisters become awesome. So that's called an Issa Koilo. Since the Issa that's Chal on the Shviger is not only on the Shviger, the Issa is Chal, it's not the same Issa. The Issa Chamos is Isha Bito. And Achis Ishta is a different Issa, but the Gemara considers that also an Issa Koilo. Mark considers that an Issa Koilo. So when I marry the woman, migo that the Issa is Chal on a single sister or sisters of the Kala that I'm marrying, an Issa is Chal on the sister, so the Issa is Chal also on the mother. So Eishusish Benassis Chamoisa will be an Issa Koilo. But if it's first Chamoisa, and then when I marry the girl, the Shviger is no longer married. She's ready on a Ragusha. And then the Shviger remarries after I marry the daughter. If it'll be Chamoisa first, Manasseh Eshusish, that'll be considered an Issa Moisif. Because the second Issa is also to more people. But if it's first Eshusish, Manasseh Chamoisa, that's not an Issa Moisif. It's not also to more people. It's also to very few people. Just to me, it becomes Chamoisa. But it's the more Chatichas are included in the second Issa. Because before I married the girl, on the Shviger was the Eshusish. Now that I married the girl, the Shviger becomes also together with her sisters. The migo that the Yisr Achis Ishta is Chal on the sisters, the Isha Bita is Chal on the Hamos also. That's the Tosfos quotes from the Gemara. There's a Tosfos quotes from the Gemara and Yevamos like that. Hamos of an Asis Eshusish is an Isha Moisif, and Eshusish of an Asis Hamos is an Isha Koilo, provided there is a sister or two. If there is a sister. If there's not a sister, there's not. Okay, that's the end of the day. Then the Gemara has a whole mocker. How do you know that there's such a din? Where does it say? So the Gemara has a pasuk in your head. Okay. We'll go to the next Mishnah. And pay out on the base. Mishnah has a peladik din on the top of pay out on the base. Misha loka vishono. A person does an avera and they gave him malchus. Let's say he's chaza and they give him malchus. Then he repeats the same avera. So two strikes and you're out, and they put you in prison and they let you die from starvation. Wow. Misha loka v'shona, they gave him malchus, and at tzveita mal, he repeats it. That's it. Twice, two strikes and he's out. Bezden machnis mosa v'kippa, they lock him up in a prison. Machila mosa sorim, they feed him with the barley, until he dies an unnatural death. Achikreis on his bakas. So the Gemara says, how you talking? What kind of business is this? The guy eats chazer. The guy eats chazer 10 times and you give him a death penalty. Mishum galok b'shana. Is that fair? Bez makons mosa l'kita em for the Gemara. Omer ish lokish. No. We're not talking that he's eating chazer. Hocham amalkish al krisis haskina. We're talking that he's eating chela v'dam. Or he's eating on Yom Kippur. Or he's eating chomez b'pesach. Not stam loko. He's getting malchus for chavi krisis. Chavi krisis means something along the... worse than misa b'dei shamayim. The Babli and the Rishonim have a machlokes. The Babli holds that Koris is worse than Misa B'dei Shemayim. Avner Miloin points out, the Yerushalmi seems to present it as if Misa B'dei Shemayim is Mocham and then Koris. But the Bavli, the last Shtikla Gemara, and Moed Katan presents it that Koris is worse than Misa B'dei Shemayim. Whatever it is, it's something, it's some unpleasant punishment that's similar, either worse than or slightly better off than Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara says, if a person violates an Aver Sheish B'Koris, he really deserves something like Misa B'dei Shemayim, and even worse than that. But the Bezer Shalmata doesn't check for him. But if he repeats the same Aveira a couple of times, then we give him an unofficial Mises Bezen. And then the Gemara is going to explain, only if he repeats the same, he keeps on eating Chomes B'Pesach a few times, or eats on Yom Kippur a few times. But let's say he tries everything out, got to try everything out. So 1 year he eats on Yom Kippur, and they give him Malkus. 1 year he eats Chomes B'Pesach, and they give him Malkus. Then 1 year he eats Chelev, and they give him Malkus. One time he eats Dam, and they give him Malkus. One time he wants to see what it's like. He makes Shemen HaMishcha. Who's interested in which Meshuggah and wants to be Mefatim Shemen HaMishcha? Then he makes Ketores. A person who makes Ketores is a Chayv Koris. He's Yasekem Askunta. Wants to try everything out. So the Gemara says, if he's trying everything out, the Katoim, he's Suri Hu the Katoim. He's just tasting every time of an Avera, then you don't give him the Keeper. The Keeper is, if he keeps on repeating the same Avera several times, and the Avera was an Avera Hamura, for which there is a punishment of Koris.
What kind of
Mises? Keeper, the Mishnah describes, it's not from the Arba Mises Bezen. They put him, they lock him up in prison, and he dies, and Mises Mishunah from starvation. So where does it come from? Where's that? Pasuk? There's no Pasuk. There's no Pasuk. That's but the Chidush Haran raises that question. Is this a halacha l'moshe misina? There's no Pasuk. Is it a halacha l'moshe misina? An oral tradition that has no mocker. That's what Rashi writes over here. The Ram does not quote the Rashi. Rashi writes on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vehechan remizo." Take a look right before the Mishnah. But there are three Mishnahs. Right before the second Mishnah, on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Three lines before the second Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, "Vehechan remizo." Where is there a remez for such a punishment of kippah that you lock the guy up in prison, you let him die from starvation? The Rish Lakish quotes a pasuk to Moses Rasha Ra. All the Rishoyim should die on Misa Mishunah. Sure. To Moses Rasha Ra. So Rashi comments on that. Vehecher emiza. Rashi's on the third wide line. Vehecher emiza. Where is there a remez somewhere in Tanakh that there's such a punishment as kippah? So Rashi vaday halacha l'moshe misina hi hachvanish the kippah. Thus is upgiret. It's not an invention that the Chachamim made up. It's halacha l'moshe misina. Otherwise, how can you give kippah? So the Gemara wanted to know, hecher emiza mitzas, ashtikol remez. If there would be a real drasha, it wouldn't be called halacha l'moshe misina. Halacha l'moshe misina, by definition, means usually you can read things in between the lines in the Tanakh. So in between the lines is also a din derais. A drasha, Torah Shabbat Peh, is also a din derais. Halacha l'moshe misina means there's no way to darshan in between them. No, you can have a remez, but it's not really a drasha gemura. A rem is also not. So the Rashi writes over here, so the Ran writes, he's not, he doesn't quote Rashi. Maybe he didn't have, I don't know. He writes, he's not sure. Is this halacha l'moshe misina? Or maybe this is based on the din from Mem, Vav, and Aleph. Shamati, Shebez, and Makami, Anshin, Shalom, and Adin, Lohairo, Ashor, Lamigda, Milsi. You have a right to give a person. Morris says, someone once rode a horse on Shabbos, which is only prohibited mid the Rabbanon, and they gave him the death penalty. So the Gemara says, not that one who rides a horse really deserves, not that the halacha says like that, and on another occasion, a person did a Maisa Pritzis, and Bezin gave him Malkus, the Hilkul, but doing a Maisa Pritzis, he doesn't deserve Malkus, but to deter other people from violating these Averus. So the Ran is not sure whether this keeper. Is this a Hairua Shor Lamigdan Dulsi? You have to have an ad hoc bezin to decide to give this punishment, Hairua Shor Lamigdan Dulsi, if you think you're going to accomplish something? Well, no, this is Allah al Moshe Misina that such an Oinish exists.
That's a heinous question. You have
the Chomish Chatel Sameses, yeah, you let them die from starvation, yeah. This is worse. They just let the animal die from starvation. Here you help him out. So he dies of Misa Mishunah. We make him die worse than the Beinus.
So he wants to say that the Mishnah is a Roshua?
Yeah, the Ran is not sure. Is this a recommended? Is this a This is a recommendation of a Harasha. If the Bezdin and that generation feels that there will be an they'll accomplish something, that this will serve as a deterrent for Migdam Ilsa, Tov. Or should we say, no, it's not a Harasha the Migdam Ilsa? How can the Mishnah writes it down that this is the din? This is the din. So, Allah Moshe Messina. Yeah, that's how the Gemara says. Only if he repeats, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says on this Mishnah, Mishum Delok Mishana. He repeats an Avera twice, he gives him the death penalty. Amar Rab Yumi, Amar Rab Shem Lok, Shacham Alkiya Shalkrisu Saskina. It's not Staman Avera, he spoke Lashon Hara, or he gambled some money or something. No, he violated one of the Chavi Krisus. The Gavabak Tolu, he really deserves to get the death penalty. Amisav De Shemayim, Akoris. But the Bezdin doesn't bump him off, the Torah only says chorus. But if he goes and he repeats the same Avera twice, then we'll be mechabed him and we'll give him Dainish Mis. Then the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Yankiv, the Rav Yumya Bar Tachlifa, Toaz Belach, come, I'll explain to you what the story is. Malka Shal Chorus Achaz, only if he repeats the same Avera twice, not he eats Chometz and he eats Anyam Kippur, and he eats chaylev, and he eats dam, he's trying out all the averis. Avol shol shtayim shol shalosh kriyos, if he violates various averis, not repeating the same one, he's sur hidakatoy, he's just trying everything out in life, which he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to do that, but we don't give him the sign shalom about the kuliyah. So what's the significance of loka v'shana? What's the significance of doing it twice? So the Gemara understands the next sugya. The Gemara understands that this has a shaykhis with the machlekes Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Yevamis, Gemara says that when you perform a bris milah, you have to be careful that the baby doesn't die. If there's a chashash that the baby may have hemophilia, he may die from the bris. So you're not allowed to perform the bris. Now, Loche says there's a balamorim psochim in Shabbos. Balamorim Shabbos has a gemara psochim. Balamorim, the end of Shabbos, has a gemara that says if you perform the bris milah and the baby dies because of the bris, you're not yet to the bris milah. Not only that the baby's dead, you're not yaitzeh, the mitzvah has to be successful surgery. That's what the Balamor calls it, when you perform a bris milah, let's say on Shabbos, and then the baby's b'sakoni, you have to be mechal Shabbos in order to save the life of the baby. So he says, not only pikoach nefesh, he calls it machshirei milo shela achar hamilah. You have to see to it that the baby survives, that it should be a successful surgery. Otherwise, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Loi died that he killed the baby, you're not even yet to the mitzvah mila. Mitzvah mila has to be a successful surgery. So the Gemara has a machlekes satanai. If the doctors know that there's a suffix sakana that the baby may have hemophilia, so it's up correct. So you don't do the bris mila. How about it? You don't do. What if the doctors, they don't have doctors who know how to make a test to determine whether the baby has hemophilia? Once in this family, have extended family, cousins and everything, somebody once died from hemophilia. So does that create the latest asafik that any baby born in the family may have hemophilia? So the Gemara said, that's a gunsh. One baby died, that's a gunsh. What if two babies died in the family? So that's a machlekes hatanayim. All you need is a suffix sakana. All you need is a vaitleifige suffix sakana. It doesn't have to be a 50-50 suffix sakana. Leihocho b'pikuach nefashe sachar harayv. You don't say that since the odds are 9-1, that there's no suffix sakana, so you perform the bris milah. No. Even if the odds are 100-1, you don't perform the bris milah. If it's 1,000-1, then it's such a vaitleifige chashash that people are not worried about, then the Gemara will apply the rule of Shem Yipsoim Hashem. That if people are not worried, then it's not called the suffix sakana. The Gemara says that Shevet Levi, in the Midbar, for all the 40 years, the Eden would not mal the baby because the conditions were not healthy. And the Shevet Levi, Rishchai Yinsar, the Shevet Levi observed the Bismillah. So they were tipshim. They're not allowed to. What, they were mal the baby, there was a suffix sakana. They're not allowed to. How are they allowed to be mal the baby and suffix sakana? But the Ruach Tzvanus was only blowing on everybody else, and Shevet Levi wasn't blowing. The answer is, it wasn't a real suffix sakana, it was a vaitleifige suffix sakana. But it wasn't that the odds were 1,000,000-1. That's ridiculous. 1,000,000-1 said it's a tipshis. Everybody should be mal. And if it's 9-1, then it's a tipshis that anybody should be mal. That's mamish, a real suffix sakana. But that guy's going to jump off of this Empire State Building and say, look, ma, no hands. He's not afraid. He's not nervous. that mamash is safek sakana. And even if it's not 50-50, the jump off the Empire State Building is worse than 50-50, but even if it's less than 50-50, but if it's a real safek sakana, that you'll ask a lot of people, everybody will say, you shouldn't do that, that's a safek sakana. So just because I'm a daredevil doesn't change the din. But what if it's really a far-fetched chashash sakana? But some people are more nervous than others. Some people would be concerned, some people would not be concerned. So then Allah says, Shem Epsayim Hashem, the Pasuk in Tilla. The Gemara says, for those people who are nervous, it's called the Safek Sakana. For those people who are not nervous, not called the Safek Sakana. So the Shevet Levi was, they were not nervous. They had more bitachon. They were not nervous. And it was nowhere near 50-50. It was really, it wasn't 9 to 1 either. 9 to 1 is also a Safek Sakana. It was a chmeis 50 to 1, something like that, 100 to 1. So that. Oh, so that's a shaila. Why did the parents be tochen paskin ois the shaila on the baby? Who says that the shaila should be decided by the baby? Shemar psalm Hashem means the chayla should decide. The one whose life is b'sakana, that's a good kasha. You got to work on that kasha, that's still a kasha. The din is, whenever something is iffy, if it's very far-fetched, suffix sakana, and this guy says he's nervous, he don't take a tranquilizer and calm down. We're not going to be mechal shabbos for you. And if it's a very serious suffix sakana, even if it's nowhere near 50-50, we say you're not allowed to say I'm not afraid, I'm not nervous. The halacha says that's a suffix sakana. But if it's a little bit far-fetched. So then Halacha says it depends on each person individually. But that's a kasha. It should depend on the person whose life is in danger. What right do the parents have to determine on the children? That's a good shaila. That's a good shaila. But that's what the Gemara says, that the whole Arboim Shon on the Midbar, so the Shevet Levi was not worried. They were not afraid. So as far as they were concerned, there was no Safek Sakana. For the rest of Klal Yisrael, they had less bitachon. So they were afraid. So the Gemara has the Shaila, Yamala baby and a baby, and then one family had cousins. So one baby died because of hemophilia, does not even create the latest hasafik that the next baby is going to have hemophilia. Because that's so far-fetched, that's echid mini elef al pelah. You don't have to worry about that. Unless the doctors tell you that he has hemophilia, or they think that he may have it, they have simon, they think that he may have. But if the doctors don't say, just because one baby died, it's not even a latest hasafik. What if two babies died? Does that already create a stickolatus hasafik? You say it's not even a latest hasafik, it's a mikra di alma. That's a machleg, is Rebbe Rab Shimon Gamliel, whether betrays him the habi chazoka, or betlaz him the habi chazoka. The chazoka doesn't mean that we establish bevadoes that the baby has hemophilia. You don't have to establish bevadoes to asa the bris mila. If you have just a far-fetched suffix hakana, is already suffix hakana is berchah the mitzvah of mila. We have the machlegis hatanaim is what how many times does an odd thing have to be repeated that it should create a far-fetched latest hasafik? That's the machlegis hatanaim. Or by katlanis, the way you read the simple reading of the Gemara, a man is married to a woman, and for no good reason the husband dies. So who knows what he died from? Then the woman remarries. The second the husband dies also, we don't know what to attribute it to. So the Gemara says, maybe there's exerim in Hashemayim. Maybe there's some kind of sickness, physical sickness that they get from being with this woman. Or maybe there was exerim in Hashemayim that she should have a miserable mazel, that she should always remain avista amana, and whoever she's going to marry is going to be in Hashemayim, that he should die. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that katlanis is a real isser. The Rambam did away with all. The Rambam says the katlanis is just, whoever is nervous should be nervous. Whoever's not nervous doesn't have to be nervous. But the way we usually read the Gemara, it's a real din. Yeah, but the way you usually read the Gemara, it's a real din, it's a suffix sakana. You better not marry the woman because suffix sakana, you may be the next one to die. So the Gemara has the machlekes hatanaim. How many husbands have to die in a row that she create the latest suffix? So it's not that the betrays him and tells him have a chazokah, it's a chazokah that's it. We know for sure. You know, you don't have to have that, it should be for sure. All you need is that it should be a latest suffix. Aleinus HaSafik is enough to say that you're not allowed to marry the woman because you may be the next one to die. So the Gemara is going to go into the discussion over here. How come over here it says Loka Bishona? He only repeated the same Avera twice. That's how the Gemara says. He violated an Avera Sheish Bekores once after another time. So why only twice? Is ready Huchzak. Betrays him, Yehavach HaZak is ready Huchzak. He he's huchzak to be an avarian on that avera. Is trey zimni enough to be huchzak? Shouldn't you perhaps require plus zimni? Shouldn't it depend on that machlokes hatanoim? We'll have to see. The Gemara is going to get involved in the details over here. Okay, maybe we'll continue on this topic next week. There's an interesting medrash on this week's Sedra on Parshas Toldos. The pasuk says that Rivka gave his son instructions, gave Yankov instructions. He should dress up and make believe that he's Esav, and he should go fool the father and get the brachas from Yitzchak Avinu. So he goes and he does it. There was a Ramos over here. Maybe it's true that he was entitled to the brachas, but there was a Ramos. He goes and he misleads the father into believing that he's Esav. So something improper was pulled off over here. But nonetheless, she had Biracha Kodesh. She said, Alai Kibbalos Chabani. So the Rashi quotes the Targum, Alai Isama Binavua. I was told Binavua that you should go do it and don't worry about it. You should do the Avera. There is a concept of Avera Lishma. Sometimes you have Esed Dechaloy Sese. Esed Dechaloy Sese comes out, there's no Avera at all. There's Beheta Goma. And sometimes you have, there is no, nothing is Beheta, but sometimes the Halacha says, Gedol Avera Lishma. Sometimes the halacha recommends that a person should do an aver lishma. That's what the Gemara says, chatei b'shul shetiske. Gemara has a whole sugya. When do you say, do you have a right to say chatei b'shul sheyiske chavercha? So the Gemara says, no, and sometimes we paskin, yes, but if it's not chatei b'shul sheyiske chavercha, it's chatei b'shul shetiske ato, so then the Gemara does have that, chatei b'shul shetiske. It doesn't mean that I steal money from the government and I open a yeshiva. You don't say chatei b'shul shetiske. Chatei b'shul shetiske means you have to make a cheshbin, an avera bin adam lamokoyim, and this is a greater avera, how much in ruchnius, not in gashmius, how much am I going to get? If I'll be mechal shabbos, I make a lot of money also. You don't say chatei b'shul shetiske. It means you're going to gain in ruchnius. So some in restricted areas, we say, in very limited areas, we say chatei b'shul shetiske. So the Medrash has a fascinating comment on the pasuk. After Yitzchak gives the brachas to Yankov and he leaves, then comes Esav. And he asks, who are you? He says, I'm Esav, I'm here. You told me to give me the food. He says, what do you mean you're Esav? But you just came and got the brachas. So it says that Esav starts to scream, Ayitok soka gedola morad miyot. He starts to scream, what's going on? He fooled me, he cheated me, gegam with the brachas again. He fooled me. So the Medrash Rabba comments on the pasuk that the similar phrase, Ayitok soka gedola morad miyot, appears in the Megillah Esther by Mordechai. There's a connection between the two. Well, what's up with the connection over here? The same phrase appears. So the Netziv has in the Herchav Dover, in his commentary on Chumash, he writes something very interesting. He says, these twin brothers, they never got along, Yankov and Esav. There was always competition. He was a Fruman, he was a Linka, a Friar, whatever the story was. They were always in competition with each other. So this time, Yankov had him up getan. Yankov, the mother told him he should go fool the father and should get the bracha. So he got the bracha. Then when Esav comes and he starts to scream, so kitzelt Yankov very much. He has a little hano over here. He finally got it. He got it even with this guy Esav. If the suffering at the hands of Esav for so many years, he always used to give him a hard time. Now he had from the mother and the boy that he should gamble the brachas from the father. So he had hano from that. So the Netziv says that the heter of doing avera lishma is only lishma, if you don't have any personal pnius. But if the person has hanor from it, he does an avera lishma, the rabbonim recommend to him that you have to put this person in chema, you have to beat this person up. The ayro asha is you have to beat somebody up. I happen to dislike that person, so when I beat him up, I have personal pleasure. I'm not doing it 100% l'shem shamayim because the rabbonim want me to do it. I happen to dislike him, so I have personal hanor. So feltach in avera lishma. So the Netziv says, then you have, that person has no heter to do the avera, because that's not lishma. Lishma means with an open ears. So that's why years later, Yankov, in getting the brachas from Yitzchak, is representing Klal Yisrael. It's not personal brachas. These are the brachas, the Yitl Lechor, were the brachas for the Klal Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael had to get a kapara later because of the fact that it wasn't purely lishma. So then the Netziv adds on, he has a long arichas on this in all of his svarim, as in the Shavus and Shuvus, and he has in his Biur Mam Chumash, in many different places, he always gives you a cross-reference to all of the different Marmakonis, that there are different Gemaras which contradict each other. Sometimes the Gemara says Not so bad if you do mitzvah shalom lishma. The world doesn't come to an end. We talk shalom lishma bolishma. Chaim Volozhiner writes, you should always do like that shalom lishma. You should always have personal yiddish. You should always learn shalom lishma. If you're going to learn lishma, it's going to be shvach. If you have a little ego involved, that I'm gonna show everybody, so that's better. The learning will be more gishmak, and the mitzvahs will be more gishmak. You should always do. Not only for little children, even for adults also, it's positive thing to do shalom lishma. And then the other Gemara say, whoever learns Torah shalom lishma nerech loy, it would have been better that he should have died before he was born. So it's astira. How do you resolve this contradiction? What's the machlokes in the Gemara? So Rashi and Tosfos say one teretz. Rashi and Tosfos say it depends what kind of shalom lishma. If he does it in order to get covered, so that's not so bad. But if he does it lekanta, to show off the others that they don't know, so that's terrible. That's nerech la'ilu nefesh shchuyos alpan. So they say that the Gemaras are talking about different degrees of shalom lishma. Different degrees of shalom lishma. I remember years ago when we were learning by Rav Soloveitchik, so there was one older boy, he's a little older than me. At the time he was already in his mid-20s, he was learning by Rav Yoshebir. And then someone asked him, how long are you going to learn by Rav Yoshebir? He says he wants to learn so long till he'll know how to learn so much that another years to come he'll be able to show all the Gedolim, the Gemara, and ask him what's Pshat, and no one will know the Pshat, and he'll be able to show that. Mamish literally Lakanta. He wants to learn by Rav Yoshebir so much that he should know Lakanta. To show off all the Rabbanim that they don't know anything. So that's why Rashi and Tai said that's the worst. That's the worst shalom lishma. That's lekanta nech la'ila nepcha shul yosapanim. So the Nitziv has a different suggestion. He claims that it depends, are you learning vasishteit or you being mechadish? He says to learn vasishteit, the Gemara is not talking about lekanta. The Gemara is talking about learning shalom lishma. So he says, to do mitzvahs, was his state in Shulchan Aruch, you got to lay tefillin, you got to shake a lulav, and you have to learn. You have to learn Gemara with Taisa, you're learning, okay. So he's learning with all the svarim, good. So shalom lishma, the world doesn't come to an end. Adarabba, we would encourage people to learn shalom lishma. It's very hard to be motivated to do lishma. The other ma'asakam, we should always recommend. But if he's being mechadish something, being mechadish, he's founding a new yeshiva, he's founding a new shul, he's founding a new minig. He's making up something new. He's making up some new zach. So to be mechadish anything, that has to be done lishma. You can't be mechadish alo lishma. So he claims that those gemaras that talk about nerech la'ila nepcha shul yosafonav, those go when he's doing something new. That's in order to be mechadish something, the lishma is ma'akev. If you have a specific mitzvah that's delineated by the Torah, it says you have to lay tefillin. The Shulchan gives you the details. A, B, C, D, you got to link to him like this. You have to say Krishna like this. You have to davish manes. And you do visa shteik in the Shulchan Aruch. And you're supposed to learn. And you're learning Gemara, Rashi, and Taisa. You're learning what you're supposed to learn. So that's considered a mitzvah, whatever, even in the Kavanah Shmuel Lishma. But if you are doing something new, it doesn't say on the books that there's such a thing, you're founding a new yeshiva. So the only thing that's going to make that into a mitzvah is if your Kavanah is Lishma. You have to have pure Lishma. Like over here, Avera Lishma. Avera Lishma, state you're supposed to do the Avera. It says in the books, you're not allowed to do the Avera. He goes and he fools his father. Avera Lishma is at this, Ayotim and Aklal. So this has to be done Lishma. If it's not purely done Lishma, so there's nothing that's going to label it as a mitzvah. So Tlaibtach and Avera, the thing started off as an Avera. The only thing that's going to declare it, convert it into a mitzvah, to label it into a mitzvah, is going to be the pureness of the Lishma. If it's going to be lacking in the Shema, so why should I label it as a mitzvah bichlal? That's the pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Let's say when you do askonis, why do you have to do the Shema by askonis is ma'akev? Askonis means you're going to call a rally, you're going to have a demonstration, or something like that. So it's a mitzvah in the Tanakh, it's a mitzvah in the Shulchan Aruch to call a rally. It's not written on the books, there is no such mitzvah. So you have to go to a rally, l'shem shamayim, l'shema. If you do askonis and it's not lishma, let's say the boys go to the rally because there's a day off from school. They'd rather learn less. Or they're going to meet some nice girls there. They're going to have a good time. So that's not a mitzvah. Askonis, if it's not done lishma, so it's not labeled as a mitzvah bichla. Because it's not listed on the books. We have dinim in Shulchan Aruch, what constitutes a mitzvah. So that's what the Nitziv says over here also. When you have an avera lishma, that is labeled as a mitzvah, it has to be purely lishma. Otherwise, on the books it's an aver. So there's nothing that should cause it to be labeled as a mitzvah.
I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say,